And we are talking to Brett D'Onofo, one of the principal owners, operators of a group that wants to expand their growing movie theater empire. Not just the average, everyday movie theater. These are different types of theaters, a different experience. Right, Brett? I mean, these are comfy seats, yes. High-tech sound, state-of-the-art projection. What should people prepare for here in the Ventnor area?
I think people in the Ventnor area, when they come into this theater, they're going to be able to pretty much have a night out. Like, they'll be able to come to dinner at the restaurant they want to and be able to go to the movies. And that's what we've kind of captured here in Stone Harbor. So I think you kind of can make it like a night out and be able to pretty much do both things, get something to eat and also go to the movies and also have a cocktail. And I think that's a plus.
And with Ventnor having a few available liquor licenses, that's a huge benefit. That made it more attractive to you, right?
It did. I will tell you, that's, again, going back to the city again, and I give lots of credit to the crew that's in there now, because if they didn't have these liquor licenses, we wouldn't even look at Ventnor. So that is a very big part of this for us. Without the liquor, this deal is not going to happen for us. If we're going to spend the kind of money we're spending, you need to have the liquor in there.
Brett D'Onofo, you got to be very excited. You probably kicked the tires of the old Ventnor Twin movie theater a few times. Is that correct?
We started, my partners and I went in there back in July of last year, and we walked in and walked out. It was that quickly. And then we started thinking about it, and then we went back in again, and we got a couple calls from the city. And the mayor, who's been very helpful to us, and the commissioners, who've been wonderful, we started talking to people around the town, and that's when the process started of us looking at the theater.
Now, back a couple of years ago, when you decided to get into the movie business again, which most people would say, what, the movie business? I thought Netflix was taking over the world. When you were looking at Stone Harbor, there had to be some people thinking you were nuts to even consider putting a movie theater together with a twist.
The movie business has changed, as you know. You know, movies now maybe are hot for a month and a half, maybe 2 months. Not like they were, you know, 15, 20 years ago when movies were out for 5, 6 months and you had all these big theaters like a 16-plex and a 20-plex. Those days are done. They're done. What's becoming popular now is what they call this boutique theater. Kind of going back to how it was, you know, 40, 50 years ago when they were a single screen or a twin. So it's becoming a little smaller now. But the key here is you cannot invest the kind of money that we have invested in Stone Harbor if you don't have a liquor license and you don't have food. That's the key. People want the full experience when they come into the theater. They want to be able to eat. They want to be able to drink, and they want to be able to have a good time. And that's what we have created in Stone Harbor, much different than any other theater in this area, because no other theater in this area has liquor. I know the Town 16 has liquor, but you can't bring the liquor into the theater, and they have no food.
It must have put a smile on Deborah Frank's face, the daughter of the original owners, that she could potentially and sell her property to somebody who's going to resurrect the movie concept inside that building, huh?
Yes, I've actually known the Franks for a very long time and said, I'm a Ventnor boy. My parents still live there. So I've known Bruce and Debbie and their father for a very long time. I think the Franks are very happy that it is going to be another movie theater again, and we're going to fix up a property that used to be in their family. And that's what we did with the Harbor, too. They were proud of that when we purchased that from the Franks in 2016.
Now, I know that you haven't gone to settlement yet, but things are looking pretty doggone good. But let me ask you a question that you may or may not be able to answer. So what made you, after all these months of back and forth, what made you finally pull the trigger? Was it the attractive price? Was it a distressed seller situation? Was it tax abatements, the available liquor license? Or did you pull the trigger because of the charming mayor of Ventnor, Beth Macagnano-Holtzman, or all of the above?
I would say that answer could be all the above, everything you pretty much said there. But I will say my partner, Clint Bunting, and myself, we met with Beth in City Hall I want to say it was back in November, and we walked out of that office both feeling very good about the direction of Ventnor and what the city is going to do to help us out, because the city wants to keep this property, and the city knows what has happened to Stone Harbor. And if you talk to any of the politicians in Stone Harbor, they would tell you that this theater here has changed the landscape of Stone Harbor, especially in the winter months. So, yes, I would say all the above probably came together, and that's what made the deal. And also one other thing, Mel, that we weren't sure about the structural of the property. And we did have an engineer go in there. It has some minor structural problems, but nothing major, nothing that cannot be fixed to the property. So the property can be fixed. Some money has to be put into it. But that was our concern. If the property was completely gone and you had to tear it down, we weren't interested in the property.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to be able to pull in people from Brigantine, Ocean City, Summers Point, Lynnwood, and not just the Down Beach area, I bet.
No, we actually pull in Stone Harbor. It's funny, when I'm down here, I live in Northfield now, and when I'm in Stone Harbor, when I come here in the winter and I'm here at the theater, there's people coming from, when we had Star Wars in December, I had people from Lynnwood, Summers Point, Ocean City, all over. They were all coming to the theater in Stone Harbor because of our concept, that they wanted to come here. And we have very nice seating, and we have a big screen, and we have 7.1 sound. All that we have in Stone Harbor, that again, we'll put in Ventnor, we'll have the same stuff. That's people wanting to come here instead of maybe going to the theaters closer to them.
And in regards to tax abatements or incentives or pilots, mm-hmm. the payment in lieu of taxes, that's becoming very common because it's really important to entice entrepreneurs to come to your town. Is there anything you can say officially about, is there a tax abatement a part of this deal?
Yeah, we've spoke to the city. They have offered it to us. It's not set in stone yet. We need to sit down with the city and talk to them about that. But we do see that is going to happen. We don't know how long or how much, but that was something that did persuade us to do this deal when they told us they can probably come up with something with tax abatements for a certain amount of years.
That's great news. That's great news. And we look at it, 3 or 4 screens, and how many seats per screen? Have you determined that yet?
So we're looking probably going to be closer to 3 screens. We could do 4 in there, but here's our goal, and we did this in Stone Harbor. We have 4 screens in Stone Harbor, but one of our screens is a big theater. If they call it large format, you know, IMAX is a large format. The other theaters call their other names. IMAX is a franchise, as you know. This will be another large format. And a large format is a screen about 50 foot wide. It could be curved. You got 7 point sound. That will definitely be in this Ventnor theater. So there'll be one theater that will be a large formatted screen, and the other ones will be a little bit smaller like we have in Stone Harbor. But as of now, it looks like we're probably going to go with 3 theaters, and Stone Harbor we have 4, but we're not 100% sure yet with that until we get in there.
I'm thinking that, if I understand correctly, that Ventnor Commissioner Tim Kriebel, he came down to Stone Harbor and kept on knocking on your door, come on, come on, come on up. And everywhere you looked, you were being surrounded by folks who knew that what you did down in Stone Harbor could really work in Ventnor.
There's a building that used to be like a restaurant that's not attached to the theater, but it is part of the theater deal. That building we will be tearing down, and there's a huge lot in back of the theater that's empty right now. That's going to be parking for the theater, because that is definitely something that people are concerned about, that there's not enough parking. So we're going to be able to generate parking for people for the theater.
That's great. And in terms of redevelopment and construction, how do you compare the Ventnor project, the potential Ventnor project? How is that different from the Stone Harbor property? Is Ventnor more of a challenge to you, or are they both challenging, both Stone Harbor and Ventnor?
The only thing different with Ventnor, there's a few things that are different. We're going to be adding a restaurant on the second floor, so we're going to be taking out the residential apartments, so that's going to be a big change. We're also going to have to do some structural work on the Ventnor that we did not have to do on the Harbor. The Harbor was perfectly fine. It needed a new roof. It needed, you know, we pretty much, everything's brand new in the Harbor. So the only difference with the Ventnor is we have some structural things that we have to take care of. in that building and get rid of some stuff too. Like, you know, there's an old boiler in there, the stuff like that. But, you know, I was just in that theater last week and it's not as bad as everybody says it is. Yeah, does it have some mold in it? Yeah, but all that's going to be gone. We're going to get a mold radiation is going to come in and clean it all out for us.
Well, you know, back in the day, a long time ago, you know, Lucy the elephant was this close from being knocked down, and thankfully people saved it. And I got to tell you, Brett, you and your team, I think you're going to do the same thing to the Ventnor Twin movie and save that iconic building, the Ventnor. Now we have a name for it.
Ventnor Square Theater. We're copying it from the one in Harbor Square Theater. So we're going to call it the Ventnor Square Theater.
And if everything goes well at settlement in a few weeks, we're looking at a possible grand opening by early next summer?
Yeah, maybe even sometime in the winter. Where our goal is to settle in the next 3 weeks. And then what we would like to do is get in right away, get the city's permission, get the place cleaned out, really just gut it out, get the mold in there, get all that cleaned out, get the structural problems fixed on it, and then pretty much go slow with it through the summer so we're not causing problems with the businesses around the area during the busy summer months. And then we'll pretty much start back up maybe the end of August, maybe, or early September.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us? I know you got a couple of things you can't talk about, but anything else before we let you get back to work?
Trying to think here. Oh, this is really, really, Ventnor now is, there's only two cities now that have, or I should say, shore communities, because Ocean City's gone. The Moreland's closed. So really, it's come down to the Ventnor and the Harbor, and that's it now. They're the only two shore theaters left.
And in terms of the types of movies, so it's going to be a boutique theater, but at the same time, I'm thinking there's a little bit of art house in there and different matinees. I guess the format would be premium movies, and you could use different types of movies on different days, different times, kids stuff. I guess all that stuff's possible.
Oh, yeah. Well, so that's the other thing. So in Stone Harbor, you know, Booker, who books all the movies, it's Tri-State Theater Service out of Cincinnati. Her name's Florence. She books all the movies for us. She's very good. She's been in the business for like 50 years, but she knows what to pick at the right times. Like, give me an example. In Stone Harbor, we know in the wintertime, it's an older crowd here. So the kid movies don't do as well. In the summertime in Stone Harbor, on a rainy day, there's nothing to do here but go to the movies. Hopefully the same thing will happen in Ventnor too. And you have a lot of kids. So you make sure you have your top movies and your top kid movies out. When more in the wintertime, you got more of the artsy kind of movies that you could throw in the theater. And that kind of generates business through the wintertime. So yes, during the times we're going to see through Ventnor, I would say in the winter, you maybe play some more artsy stuff. And then the, you know, spring and summer and Christmas time, you're playing your blockbusters.
Well, Brett D'Onofrio, we wish you a lot of luck in a couple of weeks. You're going to go to settlement. And
thank you.
We'll follow up and we will celebrate that Ventnor is going to resurrect the once iconic building that just was a great time for everybody for decades and going to watch some great movies here at the shore in Ventnor. Thanks, Brett.
Great. Thanks, Mel. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks,
appreciate
Mel. No problem. Bye-bye. Good, man.